Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Roots. The Roots on fire. I don't mean to tell you I told you so. But BLM stole a lot of money. Breaking exclusive, discover how BLM's leadership concealed $40 million in diverted funds. You know I like pedal to the metal, balls to the walls action on this show. And that to me is a boring story. I'm not going to read it. I don't need to read it to you. You know BLM stole the money. You know they don't give a crap about black people. You know that BLM never marched for any black person that got shot by another black person in the streets of Chicago, Baltimore, Detroit, Memphis, New Orleans, Newark, Camden, you name it. All the bad cities in America, the bad inner cities. You know BLM couldn't give a crap. All they care about is making money for themselves. A bunch of lesbian black women started. Lesbian Marxist communist black women started BLM, and they've managed to hoodwink all these American corporations who have white guilt, all these CEOs who spent their whole lives playing golf with Muffy at the country club from the day they were born into the Lucky Sperm Club. All these CEOs were so guilt-ridden at being white and rich and playing golf their whole lives with green pants that they gave billions of dollars collectively to BLM. Certainly hundreds of millions, but I believe in the end they ended up to a couple of billion. While they were burning down the country, while they were encouraging looting, burning, raping, robbing, killing cops, throwing Molotov cocktails to cop cars, throwing bricks at cops' heads. While that was going on, all BLM rallies in the summer of 2020, all of America's corporations were being extorted, both white guilt and extortion. They were told, you know, either you donate big money, millions and millions of dollars of shareholder money to BLM, and we'll get off your case. Otherwise, we'll do a black boycott of your company. A la Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, they learned from the best. And they took the money, and then they diverted it, and hid it, and stole the money. So I'm not going to even get into the whole article. You know exactly how I feel about all this. It's a joke. Today, the Hillary Clinton former campaign manager from 2016, Robbie Mook, nice name, he's a mook, testified that Hillary Clinton personally approved the Trump-Russia disinformation to the media. Hillary Clinton personally approved the allegations that then-candidate Donald Trump had a covert communication channel with a Russian bank, despite campaign officials not being totally confident in the rumor. Mook, who was called to the stand by the defense team for former Clinton lawyer Michael Sussman, was asked under cross-examination about the campaign's understanding of the allegations against Trump and whether they planned to release it to the media, and he told the prosecutor he was first briefed by General Counsel Mark Elias, who was partners with Perkins Coie at the time. I think that's how you pronounce it, Coie. And he was told the data had come from people that had expertise in this sort of matter. Mook said the campaign was not totally confident in the data, but hoped to give the information to a reporter who could further run it down to determine if it was accurate. Oh, yeah. He also said he discussed whether to give the information to a reporter with senior campaign officials, including John Podesta, campaign chairman, now White House Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and Communication Director Jennifer Palmieri. I discussed it with Hillary as well. And when asked how Hillary Clinton responded, Mook said she agreed to that. A reporter could vet the information and decide to print it. And then, of course, Hillary did this, and here's Hillary's tweet. Computer scientists have apparently uncovered a covert server linking the Trump Organization to a Russian-based bank. Lies, lies, lies. Why isn't she in jail for her lies? Disgusting lies. And now I jump to COVID. The latest VAERS data is out. Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. You will not get this. Remember how they were so eager throughout 2020? You know, like my old paper, the Las Vegas Review-Journal. They couldn't wait to put on the cover of the newspaper every day how many people were dying of COVID nationwide and in Nevada. Most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Why do we print out every single day how many people die in alcohol-related crashes in Las Vegas? Because those numbers are huge. Casinos wouldn't like that, now would they? Why do we put how many people are addicted to gambling every day? Casinos wouldn't like that. Why do we put how many tourists committed suicide after losing their life savings gambling in Las Vegas on the cover of the newspaper every day? Oh, they would like that. Why do we put the amount of people that die every day from drug addiction in Las Vegas? Oh, they wouldn't like that. But they were so quick to print on the front page for almost 2 years now. How many people die every day of get COVID and are hospitalized of COVID and die from COVID? But they're not mentioning one word about how many people are dying and are hospitalized from the vaccine. Or how many people are hospitalized and die from COVID that are vaccinated. No mention of any of those. Of course not. But according to the Children's Health Defense website, which is Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s website, the ultimate liberal Democrat, and him and I agree on one thing in life and only one thing, that the vaccines are poison and they're killing people by the thousands. And no one's talking about it in the media. It's a complete cover-up, including the Las Vegas Review-Journal. They would never put on the cover of the newspaper. Some people say, how about being fair and say, even though the CDC says the vaccines are wonderful, there are people out there, impressive doctors, with MDs after their name, who believe the vaccine is killing thousands of people a day. They'd never do that. They'd never give both sides. They don't even believe it's possible that the vaccine's bad for you. But here's the new VAERS report, which is put out by the CDC. And it says that so far, right now, as of today, there's been 28,141 people who've died after getting the vaccine. And 230,363 serious injuries. And 1,268,000 reports of adverse events following the COVID-19 vaccine. Unbelievable. From just 11-year-olds, five to 11-year-olds, the VAERS data shows just for 5-year-olds to 11-year-olds, there's been 10,745 adverse events, 22 reports of myocarditis and pericarditis. This is just in the 5 to 11-year-olds, very few of which have even been vaccinated. That's heart inflammation, 22 reports of that. In 5 to 12-year-olds. For 12 to 17-year-olds, 31,000 adverse events, 1,824 rated as serious, 44 deaths in 12 to 17-year-olds from the vaccine. 64 reports of anaphylaxis, meaning life-threatening reaction from the vaccine, just in that age group, 12 to 17. 651 cases of myocarditis and pericarditis, 639 of them attributed to the Pfizer vaccine. 168 reports of blood clotting. That's just in 12 to 17-year-olds who had no chance of ever dying from COVID, but they have a great chance of dying from the vaccine. And from all age groups combined, 20% of the deaths from the vaccine were related to cardiac disorders. What a shocker. 5,527 pregnant women reported adverse events from the COVID vaccine, including 1,732 reports of miscarriage or premature death of their baby. 3,622 cases of Bell's palsy, 51% of those attributed to the Pfizer vaccine. 880 reports of Guillain-Barré syndrome, 42% attributed to Pfizer. Boy, that Pfizer shot is a beauty, isn't it? 2,291 reports of anaphylaxis, where the reaction is life-threatening, requiring treatment or in a hospital or resulting in death. 13,972 reports of blood clotting disorders, 4,194 cases of myocarditis and pericarditis. I mean, just the numbers are staggering. Physician, do no harm. It's supposed to be the absolute most important thing a doctor could ever live by. Physician, do no harm. In the history of America, any time we had a vaccine program that killed 30 people, they stopped the vaccine. That's it. Stop it. Something's wrong. Stop. This one has killed 28,000. And Harvard says only 1% ever get reported to VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Columbia, my alma mater, studied it and said you got to multiply by at least a minimum of 20. So multiply 28,000 times 20. And you do the math. It's just under 30,000 people times 20. But I'll be accurate and I'll say 28,000 times 20 equals 560,000 Americans may be dead from directly from the COVID vaccine, not from COVID. That doesn't include the amount of Americans that are dying from COVID and hospitalized from COVID and have COVID who are vaccinated because it hurts your immune system badly. You know, any of you who wanted, by the way, it's wayneroot@gmail.com. I have compiled a list of literally hundreds of articles that prove with real government statistics and analysis by science, real scientific analysis, that this vaccine is a killer, that it's injuring and disabling and crippling and killing so many people. I've got hundreds of links that I've compiled for the last year that shows you how bad this vaccine is. Merely ask me for it. I'll be glad to send it to you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Literally hundreds of hours of work by me compiling this list. Anyone who sees it will never take this vaccine and never take the booster. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. This is Wayne Allyn Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you. right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. ethosliferadio.com. Go get your quote now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
First of all, stocks today, a little bit of a rebound, so the actual Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 8 points, whoopee. NASDAQ was still down a little bit, but this was the 8th consecutive week that the Dow Jones was down, and this has not happened in 90 years. You have to go back to the 1920s, 1930s to find the last time something like this happened, 90 years ago. That's how bad things are under good old Joe Biden. And, of course, New York City reports its first suspected monkeypox case as the WHO convenes an emergency meeting. Of course they are. 87 cases have been confirmed worldwide, 57 under investigation. And 87 in the world. Keep in mind the world has, what, like 6, 7 billion people? Keep in mind the United States is 330 million. So now there's like a handful of cases in the United States and 87 in the world. And that means it's all going to rise exponentially. And soon there'll be millions. And we're all going to die of monkeypox. So lockdown, mask up, and there's got to be a monkeypox vaccine just lurking around the corner. Matter of fact, I heard today that the Biden administration paid a ton of money, God knows how much, because I'm coming out with my article in the next week about how I believe Biden stole $1 billion from taxpayers. The gist of the story is that Biden bought COVID tests from China, from a company in China. It's the same company that my buddy and fan buys COVID tests from. See, those exactly what they cost. And he says Biden overpaid by $1 billion. Where do you think that money went? It went into Biden's pocket offshore. Or he split it with China. And China got the billion of American taxpayer money. And he got a finder's fee of $100 million, $200 million, $300 million. Who knows? But my buddy knows exactly what the COVID test costs to the dollar. And Biden overpaid by $1 billion. So now that I just heard the latest is that the United States bought like several hundred million monkeypox vaccines. Are you kidding me? Because 12 people have monkeypox and 80 in the world? You need to go out and spend hundreds of millions of dollars or maybe $1 billion again on monkeypox vaccines that I'm sure don't work and poison everyone the same way the COVID vaccine does? Can you imagine being dumb enough to put your arm out and say, oh, sure, I just had 12 COVID vaccines. Now give me some monkeypox. Are there monkeypox spike proteins inside? How bizarre. So what's so scary is the WHO is convening an emergency meeting. Well, guess what? There's a vote at the United Nations next week. Oh, and by the way, not only are stocks down for the eighth consecutive week, first time in 90 years, but gas prices shatter records for the 11th consecutive day. It's the highest prices in the history of the United States of America. And while this has happened, there's a WHO treaty amendment that would yield the United States public health powers to the United Nations and to the WHO, which is controlled by Communist China. I mean, this is the worst thing that's ever happened other than Biden trying to kill Title 42 and open the borders to completely destroy the demographics of the United States. You know, that replacement that they say isn't happening, they're not replacing white people. Yes, they are. The borders being opened to destroy the demographics of the United States and flood us with every group in the world that doesn't speak English, that has no talent, has no skills, and wants cradle-to-grave welfare will spread COVID all over the country. Millions will come in with the hope that they'll all vote Democrat for the rest of all time. But if there's anything worse than that, it's this WHO treaty amendment that they're voting on literally next week, just like he could ruin the entire border next week, the entire country, by letting everyone in, by getting rid of Title 42 and opening the border. But also next week is this WHO treaty amendment that says anytime they want, the WHO can declare a public health emergency for either medical reasons or climate change reasons. And then they have full authority over the United States healthcare system and the United States economy. And they could bring your business to a halt, and they could lock down the country, and they could force mask us for life and force vaccinate us for life. These things are all going on at the same time. That's why I call it the Biden Blitzkrieg. Germany took over Europe in such a quick amount of time, no one could believe it. They called it the Nazi Blitzkrieg. And the reason why we found out after the fact is they gave meth speed to all the German soldiers to make them work at 1,000 miles an hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's what Biden must be giving to all his lawyers and regulators. Methamphetamine, speed, so they can work 24 hours a day to destroy the United States of America. Radical communist attack on America going on right now. Wayne Allyn Root, war. The Root's on fire.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hillary Clinton agreed to share since debunked data on a link between Russia and Donald Trump in 2016. That bombshell testimony came Friday from her former campaign manager, Robbie Mook, in a trial involving a Clinton campaign lawyer accused of lying to the FBI. Prosecutors say Michael Sussman failed to disclose he was working for Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign, when he told the FBI he had evidence of a Russian link to former President Trump. Testifying as a witness in the defense of Sussman, Mook said Clinton agreed to share the allegation with the press, even though the campaign hadn't verified the accuracy of the data at the time. The IRS will pay 5% in guaranteed interest to those with delayed tax returns. The agency saying the policy begins in June. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In the house. The Root, the Root, the Root is on fire here on USA Radio Network, coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada, and broadcast all over these United States by USA Radio Network, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Gold Gate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Obviously, you know you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, 401 retirement account with inflation raging the way it is. How high could gold or silver go? The moon is the limit. The sky is the limit. The sun is the limit. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997, and you can buy gold and silver, physical gold and silver, with your retirement account. And you know that inflation is exploding like Zimbabwe. You know the U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. You know we're giving $40 billion more to Ukraine. Insanity. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is happening. Everyone sees it. All the experts know it. And now you know it. And that's why I recommend you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Goldgate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door inside your IRA, 100% insured, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Toll free, 855-770-GOLD. Tell them Wainwright sent you, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. All right, we've got our guest who's on regularly, retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the London Herb London Center for Policy Research, author of Operation Dark Heart. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, how are you?
I'm well, Wayne. It's always great to join you. And by the way, we're going to be starting a new organization called Project Sentinel soon, so it'll be derivative off the London Center, but we'll tell you guys, you and Chris, about it when we're ready to go. It's coming up in the very near future. So,
all right. So I was mentioning, I haven't gotten to the story yet, but I mentioned the headline in the last segment that China is preparing for a D-Day invasion of the continental United States with forces to land on the beaches of California. And this is a leaked audio that appears to have originated from a meeting of China's top war generals. And it reveals an elaborate plan for a land invasion of California. And, of course, I was joking that the good news is they can have California. Let's invite them to come on in and take California as long as we get to keep the rest of America. But I threw that at you in the break, and you said what?
I think it's very possible that the origins of this thing is from China, but I think it's more about deception and trying to make us look the other way from what they're actually doing, which is focusing on Taiwan. Remember, Wayne, Taiwan is a key resource. Taiwan produces something like 92% of the chips that go into
chips,
motors,
everything.
Yeah,
I mean, everything. Everything.
Yeah, they are literally the global foundry. And by the way, China, the PRC, depends on them as well. So that is the prize they truly want, both because of prestige and because of economic power. Trust me, it's grabbing microchips is like grabbing the globe by the cojones, if you know what I mean. I mean, that's what they want to do.
Well, and so by the way, let me ask you this question. That brings up this question.
Sure.
So you believe that's what they really want to do is invade Taiwan, and this is just a head fake, and I get it. And that makes a lot of sense. I mean, invading Taiwan would be hard enough, as the Ukrainian invasion by Russia proves. It's not that easy to take over a country. But if they do that, and we all know they're going to take over Taiwan, why would they fail? They're going to succeed. If and when they succeed, what happens to us? Because wouldn't they just destroy America's economy?
That's the idea. Why invade? Think about this. Why invade if you can actually gain control of the U.S. economy by economic means? Why do that? Because obviously it's less risk, much less risk than trying to invade. And remember, you and I both study history. The Japanese, during World War II, recognized that could they invade the United States? Yeah, probably. But one of their concerns were, and I think even Tojo said this in one of the meetings, like, there's going to be an American behind every bush with a gun. And even with California being one of the gun control paradises, trust me, you don't want Bubba and his 10 buddies down on the docks on Long Island taking shots at the Chinese coming off ships, because I think they actually do that. Remember, this is the homeland. So rules would be a lot different, as we saw with Ukraine, once you have an invading force. So I just don't think the Chinese want, although I think we ought to offer him up Gavin Newsom. I think we should say, you know, you can take Gavin and, you know, maybe a couple of things, but,
let him take LA. Let him take LA, although we will be seriously deficient in blonde, busty babes in the United States of America without Los Angeles, and the Chinese would really enjoy that. But other than that, I can't think of anything I'd be missing, if they take, California. They could have the Communist People's Republic of California. They'll all feel right at home. But I was talking with one of my friends who is a retired colonel in the United States Army, and he used to, be involved in think tanks for the Army that kind of plan what could happen and how you deal with certain scenarios. He believes that Biden is purposely weakening, or the Biden administration, because Biden, we all know, is brain dead.
Oh, yeah.
But the administration is purposely weakening our military. So I don't know about a land invasion, but if we have to fight China over Taiwan or Russia, we are way too weak. He says that our nuclear stock is just old and rusty and crappy, and Russia has catapulted by us, and that our military is very weak now, and I'm wondering what your reaction to that is.
So, yeah, look, let me give you an illustration to help you use this with others if you like. So, Wayne, how many people do you know right now at this moment in your life, or friends of friends, how many people do you know drives a 79 Pinto? Do you know anybody who drives a 79 Pinto?
No, I'm sure they're out there somewhere, but no, I don't know anybody who drives 79 Pinto.
So why would you then want to have that level of technology in our nuclear forces? Because that's what it is. We're talking about 1979 technology, the equivalent of a Ford Pinto. And I'm not joking. That's the level of technology we're dealing with. And yeah, even the Bush administration, I used to be part of something called the Nuclear Strategy Forum. I sat on it with Ambassador Hank Cooper and Jim Woolsey and some others. And, yes, I know, Wayne, it's weird that somehow I get pulled into all these things. It's strange how I end up with these things. But during the discussions back in the mid 2000, 2009, right before Obama came in, they were pleading with Bush 43 to basically, invest in something called the Reliable Replacement Warhead. Dial-a-nuke. And they were proposing, it's like, we don't even want to change the number of weapons. We just want to make them more adaptive and more reliable. Imagine that, reliability. So your friend is completely correct. And I've actually been working with a number of folks who were on my board and in our organization trying to highlight this. It's dangerous because the primary purpose of nuclear weapons, Wayne, is deterrence. And for deterrence to work, the deterrence must be credible. And so these things are all linked together. And so the Chinese and the Russians or others are watching the deterioration of our nuclear forces. So when Putin starts threatening nuclear weapon use, he's relying on the fact that if we ever decide to do something, chances are pretty good they may not work. And that's what makes it dangerous. It's not that we wouldn't retaliate. Putin may think we can't retaliate accurately or effectively. And that, in his mind, creates conditions where he thinks he can be successful. And that's what makes it dangerous.
Yeah, and don't forget, there's other things besides our aging nuclear stockpile versus a more modernized one by Russia. And besides 1.6 billion Chinese. I don't know how you fight all of them. But on top of that, me and my buddy, the colonel, were discussing the fact that our military has been purged of many of the brightest leaders because they're white, Christian, conservative, because they're not woke, because they don't believe in transgender ideology. Our military has been, you know, ripped apart by critical race thinking and critical race theory thinking. Our military has been ripped apart by vaccine mandates, and eventually there could be a lot of soldiers who are sick or dying, and there are now, is my understanding as well, but it could get much worse. So, I mean, we're not in a state of military readiness for World War III, are we?
No, Biden is going behind the scenes trying to work. Let's just take one of the examples that I know for a fact they're using to weaken our military is this requirement for green energy to be the source. Wayne, the one thing that's required for green energy to actually work is fossil fuel. That's what the real secret is. And the idea that we're going to change the way we operate to adapt for something that does not exist, there is no climate crisis, that inherently through this effort to make the military green is going to weaken us. No other military in the world, by the way, Wayne, is going green. We're the only ones because, hint, hint, green is not effective. It doesn't help you win. And the fact that Biden's made that a priority shows clearly that he's trying to weaken the military. Plus, the way they train, one of my friends and board members, Tony Kukulo, Lieutenant Major General Tony Kukulo. We served together in combat. He was a commandant at the Army War College. Wayne, he insisted the senior officers be able to brief their thesis before they left. Oh, my goodness, everybody had a revolt because you're asking me as a colonel to actually brief and show that I can demonstrate an understanding of the subject matter I just studied? That was unheard of. And he got pushback because he was enforcing standards. I'm just telling you, Wayne, that people like Kukulo are being pushed out because they do expect individual officers, those who serve below him, to have a certain standard of professional capacity. That no longer exists. It's all about, will you follow the teachings of this woke methodology, this anti-racism? That's what the priority is. So all the things that would make up an effective, self-starting, creative thinking, effective thinking leader has been pushed out in favor of trying to make sure they follow a certain political set of thinking, and that's very, very dangerous.
Yes, and what makes a good warrior, in my opinion, is the latest study I announced in segment one of the show today. The more testosterone you inject into a man, the more conservative he becomes. And I'm sure the more of a warrior he becomes. So we're injecting the military with too many players that don't have enough testosterone. We're not going to win any wars with these guys and gals. We'll be right back. More with retired Colonel Tony Schaefer. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Steals and... Wayne Alaroot for SteelsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. It's blown up huge for Vegas consumers, but now they ship nationwide. It's called SteelsAndDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. And now John is moving his warehouse and everything must go. SteelsAndDealsLV.com is having a giant liquidation sale. All inventory is 50 to 80% off retail. You'll get the best price for any product. TVs, furniture for your home, office or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, baby cribs, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SteelsAndDealsLV.com has them all. Liquidation sale, 50 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SteelsAndDealsLV.com. It's like stealing! Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Kyle LaBrue, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrue stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're on with retired Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the Herb London Center for Policy Research, author of Operation Dark Heart. I want to mention the sponsor of this show real quick before I get back to Tony. It is Energized Health, which is changing lives of all of my conservative fans, and it changed the life of this conservative radio host. I lost 25 pounds of fat, mostly dangerous inner body visceral fat. Never been fat a day in my life. Didn't know I had any fat to lose. Gained 10 pounds of muscle, lost 25 pounds of fat in only 88 days. I only lost a few pounds, like 5 pounds, but I lost 25 pounds of fat, and I just look incredible. I look like Popeye the Sailor Man of conservative talk radio. And it's been 18 months, and I've kept it all off because the program is simple and easy, and I'll be on it for the rest of my life. So now go to energizedhealth.com. Check it out for yourself, energizedhealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video, and then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people, just like you and me. Zero pressure. They'll just share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the game changer for your life. Make sure you tell them Wainwright sent you and you get 40% off. The Wainwright 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com. All right, back to Colonel Tony Schaefer. You've been following very closely the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland's weaponization of the FBI to go after parents. Where does all that stand right now?
Well, they've expanded, Wayne. I just did an editorial on the fact that Mark Garland is using the entire DOJ on a number of things. So first off, just to summarize that point first, he has done nothing to walk back that memo, which then indicates to me that the FBI still has the charter to work with local school boards to target any parent who disagrees with the public and political vectors of that school board. And I think you're not going to see a lot of this right now regarding what they're doing because they're trying to tee it up for next year. I think once we get past the midterms, even if we take the conservatives take back Congress, Wayne, they're going to use this as a tool to suppress speech after the election. They're not going to do it now because they don't want to have more attention brought to this. But one of the other things they did recently, which I actually, you can check it out, the DOJ has, the Department of Justice under Garland has opened something called the Environmental Justice Office. Now think about it. Now, they already had before this the Environmental and Natural Resources Division. That division, Wayne, dealt with disputes within, you know, the national park system, conflicts with U.S. law. This isn't this. This thing, by its own mission statement, is focused on achieving, quote unquote, effect outcomes, to affect specific outcomes. Think about that. And it references social justice within its mission. So he's not only weaponizing against parents, he's now trying to figure out how to use the massive resources of DOJ and FBI to go after any energy company or organization that disagrees with the direction of the Biden administration, basically strangling the gas and oil industry. That's what they're doing. So it's not only about parents, although parents, I think, are still going to be in the crosshairs. That's going to come next year. Now they're trying to use DOJ as a tool of intimidation to fight back against anyone who now screams about their policies causing the now $6 a gallon gas, which I would argue we're going to see 10 gallons by the end of summer. $10 a gallon.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I've been saying. I've been saying for a long time, and you know that in the state, I'm sure you know, in the state of Washington, they're reconfiguring the gas pumps to bring another digit on so it can go to $10 and higher. So they're actually preparing for that, which means they must know that's where it's headed. They know exactly what's going on. It's so amazing to me that if you disagree with their, you know, with their ideas about anything, about transgenders and about education and about critical race theory and about their energy policy, you're telling me they're going to come after us. Can you imagine if we lose in November, if we don't win by the biggest landslide in history, if we were to lose in November because they rigged the election, do you have any idea what that would mean for the freedom and the free speech and the gun control in the United States of America? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no, it's a war against the Bill of Rights. And think about this. But this is what they're counting on, Wayne. And you, I think, I know you're on top of this. They're counting on the Republicans winning and then doing nothing. They're basically counting on the fact that, they're talking a big game. And by the way, it seems to me a lot of the time in the past when the Republicans have come back in, they haven't done anything. We can't allow that to happen this time. Those who go to Washington can't sit back and say, we just want to get along, because that will give them breathing time to continue to do what they're doing. And it's not good enough just to win. You got to start pushing back to counter things like this new office, like the targeting of parents. All that has to be part of the agenda of the new Congress coming in to stop this. Not just talk about it, but do something.
We're running out of time here. We just have seconds left. So let me just get a yes or no out of you. As we left $80 billion of equipment on the ground in Afghanistan, and now we're giving away another $40 billion worth of equipment in Ukraine, aren't we running out of some of our equipment? We don't have the ability if we needed it quickly in World War III? Yes or no?
Yes. And that's part of the plan. I think they're doing it purposely.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Colonel Tony Schaefer, a good friend of the show, president of the Herb London Center for Policy Research, author of Operation Dark Heart. Always great to have you on. Have a great weekend. God bless, and keep fighting, Colonel Schaefer.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.